can fight back.
Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today we're going to talk about why the form while lifting is so important. Let's first look at the example of Ronnie Coleman. Ronnie Coleman was an 8-times consecutive champion of Mr. Olympia. Mr. Olympia is a bodybuilding competition. He now has to sit in a wheelchair because of excessive lifting and various operations. He's regarded as the best bodybuilder of all time. He has 26 titles as an IFBB professional. The IFBB is the International Federation for Bodybuilding and Fitness. Deadlifted and squatted about 370 kilograms, bench pressed about 250 kilograms, and his most impressive achievement was leg pressing a ton. But all the pressure he put on his body did some serious damage, especially to his lower back and his hips. He underwent 8 different operations, and in June 2020 he revealed that he may never be able to walk again. So now, let's go a little deeper into the right way of lifting. One of the most important reasons to maintain proper form during weightlifting is to prevent injury. When we lift a lot of heavy weight, this can cause the body to become misaligned. That can place your tendons, muscles and joints in positions that can potentially cause strains, tears, fractures and other painful injuries. Proper form also helps you work out more efficiently, so you can use your energy for the extra push rather than wasted movements. Improper form may mean you are targeting unintended muscles or muscle groups. The better your form, the better your results. Run faster, lift more and jump higher. Good form also helps you breathe more fully and supports better oxygen intake. That means extra wind beneath your workout wings. You'll fly higher. While it is true that poor form increases the risk of body injuries, there's another danger. Incorrect form may cause equipment-related injuries. Kettlebells, weights, plyometric boxes, and jump ropes are all prime sources of injury. Remember to focus on quality, low weights and low reps, over quantity while you master your form. If you're just starting with weight training, I would recommend starting with a weight you can lift comfortably 12 to 15 times. Additionally, it's important that when you first start, let somebody help you, like a fitness trainer. If a trainer is not available at the moment, consider using a mirror to observe your form. Go slowly and make corrections as needed. Alternatively, you can view recordings of your performance and ask someone familiar with correct form for your sport to offer critique and feedback. Another important factor to watch is the full range of motion. If you're unable to maintain good form, then decrease the weight or the number of repetitions. And also, don't rush with your exercises. Move the weight controlled and unhurried. If you move the weight too fast, your form is likely to be worse as well. Even after you have mastered proper form for your sport, check in with a trainer periodically for feedback. Things like injuries and exhaustion can erode form. It is better to get back on track as soon as possible, and a certified fitness specialist can help. If you just started going to the gym, then make sure you have somebody with you who is a bit more experienced than you. They can show you the right form and give tips to do the exercise even better. Also, if something goes wrong, you have someone with you who can help. To end this podcast, I'm going to explain how to do deadlifts with proper form. But before that, what even is a deadlift? The deadlift is one of the best total body moves. It strengthens all the muscles from the neck to your heels, as well as building grip strength and testing your core stability to its max. It's perfect for muscle growth, strength building and fat burning. But only if you do it right. The first thing you gotta do is stand with your feet shoulder width apart. Grasp the bar with your hands just outside your legs. There are different grips, try what works for you best there. Then lift the bar while moving your hips forward and keeping a flat back. And lastly, lower the bar under control, though once you get up to really heavy weights, it's okay to drop it on your final rep. But still, even if you follow these basic steps, let somebody help you with the first few tries and don't put on too much weight. This concludes my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and good luck.